Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carlos Gomez. Batting second. The second baseman, Brendan Harris. Batting third. The right fielder, Jason Kubel. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Delmon Young. Batting sixth. The DH, Craig Monroe. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Redmond. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brian Buescher. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nick Punto. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Francisco Liriano. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Sweeney. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Emil Brown. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chris DeNorfia. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Donnie Murphy. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rajay Davis. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Greg Smith. And now, play ball. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Suzuki takes first base on ball 4. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suzuki moves to second. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Suzuki moves to third. Ellis moves to second. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Suzuki scores. Ellis scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Crosby takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Brown moves to second. Chris DeNorfia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. DeNorfia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Brown moves to third. Crosby moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. Crosby scores. There goes DeNorfia trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murphy moves to second. Brian Baez now pitching. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Suzuki is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Suzuki hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murphy scores. Davis moves to second. It's 6-1, Athletics. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Young hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Craig Monroe is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Monroe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Redmond strikes out. Two outs. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Buescher hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buescher juggles the ball. That's an error on Buescher. One out. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Punto bunts towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gomez bunts towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Punto moves to second. Brendan Harris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Punto moves to third. Two outs. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Kubel is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubel hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Crosby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Crosby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris D'Onofrio batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. D'Onofrio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. D'Onofrio takes first base on ball 4. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Murphy strikes out. There goes D'Onofrio. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. One out. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Monroe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Monroe is 0-for-1 in the game. Monroe hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Suzuki is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a fly ball towards right. Kubel settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kubel. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Suzuki moves to second. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Young. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Suzuki scores. Ellis goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Athletics. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buescher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown is hit by the pitch. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buescher fields it and throws to second for the out. Sweeney moves to third. Two outs. Chris DeNorfia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeNorfia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. DeNorfia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Redmond is 0-for-1 in the game. Redmond hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of DeNorfia. Redmond reaches second base with a double. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buescher is 0-for-1 in the game. Buescher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Redmond scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Punto is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Punto hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gomez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Murphy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Murphy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Athletics. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gomez who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Young. Suzuki reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. It's 10-2, Athletics. Jesse Crane now pitching. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sweeney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Darrick Barton now playing first base. Jason Cubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cubel is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubel for the out. 1 out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 2 in the game. Morneau strikes out. 2 outs. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Denard Span now playing right field. Matt Tolbert now playing third base. Brian Buescher now playing first base. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Crosby hits a line drive into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris D'Onofrio batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. D'Onofrio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. D'Onofrio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crane fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Murphy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Athletics. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Suzuki is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Suzuki hits a fly ball into right field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Monroe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Monroe is 0-for-2 in the game. Monroe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Redmond batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Redmond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Redmond takes first base on ball 4. Monroe moves to second. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buescher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buescher hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Punto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Murphy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Denys Ray is now pitching. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ellis hits a line drive into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Andrew Brown now pitching. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gomez hits a line drive into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Span hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Tolbert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tolbert hits a fly ball into left field. Denorfia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Juan Rincon now pitching. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Crosby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chris Denorfia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Denorfia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Denorfia strikes out. Two outs. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. he's got 4 RBIs. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Joey Devine now pitching. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Craig Monroe is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Monroe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monroe strikes out. 1 out. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Redmond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Redmond strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Buescher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buescher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buescher for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.